You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There isn't a hotter team in town than the University of Minnesota Golden Gopher women's hockey team. They are rolling as they close out the regular season. They get St. Thomas at Ritter Arena tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. They beat the Tommies on Thursday night in St. Paul 7-1. But the new year has been kind to the Golden Gophers. And included in all of that was a sweep of number one Wisconsin at Ritter Arena back in January. They got a split at then number two Ohio State. They swept Bemidji State, St. Cloud State. Once again, have a chance to sweep the Tommies before they close out the regular season and go into the WCHA playoffs. And head coach Brad Frost joins us. And Brad, you've coached a lot of years at the U and national championship teams, and every team is different, but this team has come on as of late and played just great.
Yeah, they really have, Steve. It's been a great just a great year. Started a little slow, but the progression of this team has been really fun to watch and really fun to be a part of.
What do you think the key to this turnaround at the end of the regular season? I know the sweep of number one Wisconsin at Ritter Arena, winning two very good hockey games, two tight games, it goes a long way in taking over the number one spot. But for you as a head coach, what's been the key?
Well, I think we've got great leadership. We have a pretty large senior class. Taylor Heisey for us has been playing at another level. I think she's player of the year type material for both the WCHA and nationally. But, the team has just really grown in their belief. Each time we step on the ice, they are confident that they're going to win and they're going to do what's necessary to win. But they're also a really close group that plays for one another. And you have to have that chemistry, that kind of it factor, in order to do anything special.
Yeah, and in an Olympic year as well.
Yeah, we're obviously without Grace Umwinkel and Abby Murphy, and some of the other top teams are without some of their players as well. Sure. So it's something that we know is going to happen every 4 years, but it allows for opportunities for others to kind of fill in the gaps, and several players have done that.
Canada beat the United States in the gold medal game, but it is a great showcase for the women's game. I think every Olympic game, people get a chance to sample the product, if you will, and realize how enjoyable it is. It's a great game.
Oh, no doubt. And I think 3.5 million people saw that the other night. When you've got a hockey game in the middle of the night and that many people tune in, it's obviously a great event and was just that the other night.
Yeah, you got a game with St. Thomas. Of course, St. Thomas went Division One. You played the Tommies this year. There's no doubt having another Division One program in town has its advantages, but nevertheless, future competition, a good thing, Brad, in your opinion, to have the Tommies right next door?
Yeah, I think so. The more teams that we can add at the Division I level is beneficial for everybody, for the girls that are playing hockey and growing up and wanting to play college hockey. It's great for our league to get back to eight teams in our league in the WCHA. And, you know, I think obviously the Tommies are in transition right now, coming from D3 to D1, and it's their first year. But I would expect in the next couple of years they're going to be a team that's pretty formidable, and we'll probably be getting a lot of Twin Cities high school girls that are wanting to stick close to home.
Yeah, and Brad, you recruited all over North America. You rely heavily on Minnesota kids, and there is tremendous talent. I see a lot of girls hockey in the winter months calling it on PrepSpotlight.tv or local cable channels, and there's a lot of good players. It really is fun night in and night out to see these teams and see these good players. There's some very high-end talent, and some of those kids have made their way to the U.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, we always want to try and keep the best players in the state here at home. And I'm actually out right now at the Minnetonka Holy Family section final, and you know, 1,000 people here watching some kids lay it on the line. So it's a lot of great talent here in the state and elsewhere. And you know, I think sometimes people forget that in college recruiting, you're recruiting everywhere. We've got a Swedish Olympian and a Finnish Olympian coming to the U next year, along with a couple Minnesota players. So it's a worldwide product. They're playing all over the world, and it's really great to see the growth, just throughout North America and Europe.
Here we are on the eve of the end of the regular season. Then it's on to the WCHA playoffs. The final face-off at Ritter Arena, and your team ranked number one, in very good shape for the NCAA tournament. But knowing you, Brad, you and your assistant coaches and the team not taking anything for granted.
No, not after last year. Obviously, we're in a much better position this year than we were last year, but obviously felt like we got left out of the tournament, but it made our players better. They were even more dialed in here in the summer and coming back this year and not wanting that to happen again. So, as you mentioned, we're in good shape for most likely to host an NCAA tournament game. But you know, goal number one here is to win tomorrow and win that WCHA regular season championship.
In your experience, it's easy to lose momentum, as we talked about. Great momentum here early in 2022, but you want to keep that up and continue to play well.
For sure, for sure. You want to. Every coach will say they want to be playing their best at the end of the year, and we just feel really good about our group. It doesn't guarantee anything in the end, but. They're a team that knows they can beat anybody, and that confidence can go a long, long way.
Well, Brad, always good to visit with you, and good luck tomorrow in the finale at Ritter Arena against St. Thomas, and then on to the WCHA playoffs, and hopefully we can visit again soon.
Would love to. Thanks, Steve. Have a great night.
All right. Yeah, very good. There he is, Brad Frost, Golden Gopher women's hockey coach. No team in town hotter.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.